AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Senate investigation found a lot of intelligence breakdowns led to problems leading up to the Capitol riot in January. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the role of former President Donald Trump in this is not a big part of the focus.
The Republicans reportedly didn't want any mention of him at all. And to find out, I think we should find out if other members of Congress participated in this as well.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell backs this investigation, but not the formation of a commission.
And I'll continue to urge my colleagues to oppose this extraneous layer when the time comes for the Senate to vote.
The CEO of the Colonial Pipeline says he was right in paying more than $4 million in ransom to get fuel flowing again. On Capitol Hill, Joseph Blount said it was a tough decision to deal with the cyber attackers, but he put the interest of the country first.
We quietly and quickly worked with the law enforcement in this matter from the start, which may have helped lead to the substantial recovery of funds announced by the DOJ this week.
The Justice Department seized a virtual Bitcoin wallet used to hide the proceeds. A man in Southern California, Marcus Anthony Ariz, is charged with murder in a road rage shooting that killed a six-year-old boy on a local freeway last month. Police say they believe Ariz's girlfriend was driving, and he fired the shot that killed the boy while his mother was driving him to kindergarten. Pfizer says it's expanding testing of its coronavirus vaccine in children younger than 12. Seven-year-old Russell Bright in New Orleans is being tested. He wants the shot.
I've been trying to try to do all this stuff so I can see my friends more.
Louisiana is one of the states. Pfizer is ready to enroll about 4,500 young volunteers at more than 90 sites in the U.S., Finland, Poland, and Spain. A former pharmacist in Wisconsin who intentionally ruined more than 500 doses of vaccine was sentenced to 3 years in prison. This is AP News. A British police officer pleaded guilty to the kidnapping and rape of a woman whose body was found in the woods.
A court at London's Old Bailey heard that Wayne Cousins, 48 years old, accepted responsibility for the death of Sarah Everard, though he wasn't asked to enter a plea to a charge of murder. Members of Everard's family sat in court to witness the defendant enter his pleas. Medical reports about the Metropolitan Police officer who appeared by video link from Belmarsh Prison are being prepared. A further hearing before the judge will take place in July. Everard, a 33-year-old marketing executive, went missing as she walked home from a friend's house in South London on the 3rd of March. Zaria Shakili, London.
Workers began excavating remains of possible Tulsa race massacre victims in Oklahoma, removing them from a cemetery where searchers so far have found 27 bodies. The 1921 massacre occurred when a white mob descended on the black section of Tulsa, Greenwood, and burned more than 1,000 homes. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.